Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
As demand for its maternity service continues to grow at the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin, it's been undergoing significant expansion and will be on track to deliver its millionth baby next year. But with maternity care in Ireland facing challenges across the board, from staff and accommodation shortages to the removal of private care from public hospitals, how challenging is it to keep up with this increased demand? Well, for more on this, I'm joined now in studio by Professor Sean Daly, Master of the Rotunda Hospital. Good morning. Thanks for coming in. You've been undergoing a lot of expansion, and the Rotunda is to open a new outpatient, or you opened a new outpatient facility back in January, and you've got planning permission for a new critical care wing. So what kind of services will that be able to deliver? How will it improve what you're offering at the Rotunda?
So the Rotunda has been in its current site since 1757, and we've been delivering care since then at that site. This will be the biggest capital development on the site since the hospital was built. And it will deliver, I suppose, most importantly, extra postnatal beds. It'll have a bigger delivery suite. But perhaps most importantly, it will deliver a new neonatal intensive care unit. Our current neonatal intensive care unit is, to be honest, not fit for purpose. While we do deliver exceptional care in that space, all the babies are in the one area, so there's no private facility. And the risk with that column is that infection can spread from one baby to another. And we have had a number of outbreaks over the last couple of years, which thankfully have been managed very well, and no baby had any adverse outcomes because of that. But that's not 21st century care.
Okay, and when would the new critical care facility be delivered by?
Well, we now have planning permission, and that process was a little elongated in that Dublin City Council, I think, rightly pushed us to look at how we were, I suppose, building the building in order to make it fit in with Parnell Square.
And the kind of Georgian character of the area.
Correct. And there were 8 observations came in with the initial planning application. And like, I can assure you, Colm, that nobody cares more about the historical importance of the Rotunda, about its place in North Dublin, than the Rotunda Hospital. But we are looking to deliver 21st century care to the smallest, most fragile babies in the country. And with this new critical care wing, we will be able to do that.
Has there ever been any thought to just moving the facility completely? Did you ever think that the costs and the onerous task of trying to keep it in character and everything else, did it ever come up in the Rotunda's plans ever to move?
So it is part of the National Maternity Strategy that all maternity hospitals would co-locate. And at one point we were co-locating with Connolly. That I don't know where that decision came from. It was announced by Leo Varadkar actually in the Rotunda Hospital. But we would regard ourselves as virtually co-located with the matter. And now, as you said, we've opened a new outpatient facility down in Hampson House, which really is a wonderful, wonderful modern facility for our public outpatients, our public obstetrics, our public pediatrics. And that is as close to us as the Mater Hospital is.
And let's talk to the people who've arrived on Earth in the building that is, as you say, older than America. The smallest baby ever cared for at the Rotunda Hospital was a baby girl weighing just 400 grams, and that was just in April. And what does that tell us about where maternity healthcare has come from, even in across the course of your career?
So it's been fantastic. You know, it's important to know that women are much tougher than men, and that this little girl was able to survive with really good care and go home with her parents. Little girls do much better than little boys when they're born prematurely, and we know that. So she was the ideal candidate to graduate from our neonatal intensive care unit.
All right. And what kind of age are you seeing children survive from at this stage who are delivered at the hospital?
So that's actually a very good point and relevant to our critical care wing. At the moment in Ireland, viability is 23 weeks. And if you can imagine that pregnancy is 40 weeks, then really you need 40 weeks of care, be that ideally inside your mother's womb. And, you know, we cannot, with the best care in the world, mimic what a pregnant woman gives to her baby. But sometimes babies are born early. And if you're born at 23 weeks, you're going to be in our neonatal unit about 17 weeks. Viability in other parts of the world is now 22 weeks.
Why the difference?
Well, the 1 week difference really comes down to the facilities. You know, I think if we had better facilities, we could offer care down to 22 weeks. And there have been babies that have been born at 22 weeks. But with the lack of kind of modern facilities, we really struggle to care for those babies.
All right. And in terms of, you know, the care on an ongoing basis that you provide, it's an extremely busy hospital. People, you know, there have been concerns raised about the facilities there for a long time. In terms of staffing now, retaining staff who are trained in Ireland and trying to be fully staffed for all of the care that you offer, what kind of pressures are you facing there?
So the headcount pressures are real. I think if you look at international standards, there are ratios for how many midwives you should have for how many deliveries. Nowhere in Ireland realises those ratios. And as you said, we're actually the busiest hospital in Northern Europe. And our birth rate is going up. So we should have a lot more midwives. But in fairness to the HSE, we're working closely with them. We obviously have people who are leaving. This year, we have two groups of graduating midwives. And we are going to be looking to try and offer all of those midwives places to stay in the rotunda. Our workforce is the biggest asset we have. And I just can't speak highly enough about the care that our midwives give to our
patients. And they come from all over the world, don't they?
They do. They really do. Like last year, we delivered women from 133 different countries. And we have midwives and nurses and indeed healthcare assistants and other members of staff from, I think, about 30 different countries.
Right. I mean, just before we move on to other things with the hospital, I mean, in attracting people here, there are some of the reports that have been out in the news recently of particularly members of the Indian community being targeted that must give somebody in your job cause for concern and a certain degree of sadness, knowing the contribution that people make and knowing that you're going to have to plan to bring other people from there into the country to help with maternity care. I mean, what has your reaction been to that?
Well, you know, as everybody knows, we had those horrible riots in November 2023, and that had a huge effect on the staff in the rotunda. First and foremost, I suppose, because they ran to try and help the poor little girl who had been attacked. But secondarily, then, the riots just brought everything into sharp focus, that people are being targeted because they are not kind of what has traditionally been called Irish. And we have a lot of staff who were very anxious around that time. And we ended up sending taxis out to pick people up and bring them in because they didn't feel safe. And we continue to be aware of that, you know, and to try and support staff.
OK. Can you tell us the North Dublin Women Health Initiative? What is it and how it'll work?
So this is an initiative which is going to offer care across North Dublin. So currently, gynaecological care is provided, like cancer care is provided in the Mater and extremely well provided in the Mater. But benign gynaecology is provided across Beaumont, Connolly and the Rotunda. And the Rotunda has seen a huge increase in the demand for that service. So we would get about over 1,000 referrals every month. And Connolly and Beaumont get less. So what we are going to do is to combine all those referrals and to try and ensure. So all the referrals will come into the rotunda. They will be triaged by our consultants so that the right woman will see the right doctor the first time. What we don't want is a woman who goes to see Dr. A, but actually should be seeing Dr. B, because gynecology has become very specialised. I do believe, you know, we've had great buy-in from Beaumont and from Connolly. I think we will get this centralised referral system up and running, hopefully within the next month.
Do you think it'll speed things up?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. The removal of private care from public hospitals, is that in any way a challenge for you?
It's a huge challenge because there is no private obstetric care. Like gynecologically, there's lots of private options, but obstetrically, there are no private options. And I think what we are seeing is, you know, the benefits of Sláinte Care, and the Rotunda would be really focused on Sláinte Care, hence the North Dublin Women's Health Initiative. But the idea of Sláinte Care is about equality of access, about reduced waiting lists. And in pregnancy, we see all patients within 12 weeks. Everybody comes into the system the same. In fact, our public outpatient facility now in Hampson House is better than our private facility, which is on the grounds of the Rotunda. So the challenge for us, though, is about women's choice. And I really do believe that women should have the choice to go privately if they want to. And if they want to go publicly, absolutely, we will care for them with the same level of care. We have more public patients than any other hospital in the country. We deal with the most challenging group of patients. I think we do it very well.
And when you say that's because, is it that consultants are practice in both obstetrics and gynecology, and as a result, their practice is both public and private. So has there been a low uptake for the consultant, the public-only consultant contract in the Rotunda?
So among obstetricians and gynecologists, there has been. So some of our obstetrician gynecologists primarily do gynecology, and they have opted for the new contract. So they work their 37 hours a week in the Rotunda, and then if they choose, we allow them or we permit them to deliver private care in other institutions. In terms of public obstetrics, there is our private obstetrics. There is no private obstetrics. So we have had a low uptake of the POCC within our obstetric consultant group. And we've appointed only one new consultant into the hospital on the new contract. And she has chosen at this point in her life not to do private obstetrics.
All right. And do you see any change to that on the horizon? Or do you think that the mix of services that are being offered in the Rotunda are kind of mitigate against that?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think that it is going to be a challenge. Like for the private insurance companies, every private insurance package has to include maternity. Now, if there's no private maternity available, I'm not sure how you square that circle. But the Rotunda has always prioritised women, has always prioritised choice. And I think currently we will continue to do that.
Okay. Just the rate of babies who are born through cesarean section in Ireland, it's one of the highest, it's got one of the highest C-section rates in Ireland, but one in three being born that way. What do you think is behind that in Ireland? Is it something uniquely in the biological makeup, or is it something to do with a sense of apprehension around vaginal delivery?
So in the Rotunda, actually, it's 42%. So it's high. Now, we are within the range within Ireland. But the reason that is high is that I certainly believe, and I think the Rotunda believes in women's choice, not just about, you know, who provides their care, but how their care is provided. So if a woman comes in and requests a cesarean section, once she's fully counselled, I think she should have the cesarean section. Women in their first pregnancy who have their baby by cesarean section, 90% of those opt to have a planned cesarean section the next time. And what we are concentrating on in the Rotunda is not doing cesarean sections for women who don't want cesarean sections. And we're doing a lot of work on that. So if you take women in their first pregnancy who go into spontaneous labour in and around their due date, only about 12% will have a cesarean section in this calendar year, because we're really working on that. And our midwives are very focused on that. The difficulty is that if we end up inducing them, we know the rate is almost 50%, and the reasons to induce people are becoming more common. So as kind of obstetric midwifery care has evolved, there are a lot more women ending up being induced. And if you end up being induced in, on your first baby, you're highly likely to have a cesarean section.
All right. Finally, there have been calls for a national report into maternity care here in Ireland, similar to the UK's National Birth Trauma Inquiry. I think more than 1,300 women made submissions. Would you be in favour of something like that here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, like we look at our kind of key performance indicators and you know, the number of babies who deliver prematurely, the number of babies who need neonatal intensive care, or even, God forbid, who don't survive. And those are very hard indicators to look at. And we should be absolutely looking at women's experience because this is a physiological event, you know, and we should be trying to care for women as best we can. And most importantly, and really, I think this is very palpable in the Rotunda, to do so with kindness. Now, do we always manage to do that? No, we don't, but we always try.
Okay. Sean Daly, Master of the Rotunda, thanks very much for coming in to us. Now, later in the show, how tourists may soon be able to drive from mainland Italy to Sicily and the best TV shows and movies around this month. But next, how the UK is planning to crack down on dodgy cosmetic practitioners.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.